Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, May 31st, as we call it Memorial Day. And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news in Winter Haven, the Florida Highway Patrol is reporting a 20-year-old Winter Haven woman was killed in a single vehicle crash. According to the FHP, a sedan was traveling eastbound on Cypress Gardens Boulevard near 10th Street Southeast when the driver lost control of the vehicle for unknown reasons. The sedan departed the roadway and collided with a utility pole before coming to final rest along the south shoulder. The female driver suffered fatal injuries at the scene of the crash. Due to Marcy's Law, the FHP no longer releases the names of victims. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Sprout Therapy is looking for a registered behavioral technician. RBT certification is required. Sun and Light Medical Group is looking for a front desk receptionist. Bilingual fluency is preferred, and Hardy Fresh is looking for cleaning crew members. Qualifications include effective communication and time management skills, reliable transportation, and greenhouse experience. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles or moving any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather reporting and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 95. Mostly sunny, a 7% chance of rain. The air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds east-northeast at 9 miles an hour with gusts up to 13. Humidity is very humid, 51%. Dew point 67 degrees Fahrenheit, the cloud cover 10%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wauchula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:27 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, sunny this morning, then partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce gusty winds and small hail this afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, 50% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening. Lows around 70, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs around 90, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a 60% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s with east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. House Ag Committee Chair David Scott of Georgia's 13th District announced last week the committee is working to establish a permanent disaster relief program for farms. Scott tells Georgia Farm Bureau he's working to create a separate immediate disaster aid fund so it doesn't have to go through the regular appropriations process. He says it takes too long and many of our farms are done away with because we move too slow. The U.S. Trade Representative made a request Tuesday to initiate a dispute settlement under the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement to challenge Canada's allocation of dairy tariff rate quotas, or TRQs. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says this is an important step for American ag and one that brings the U.S. dairy sector closer to realizing the full benefits of the USMCA. He says Ambassador Tai's action will help ensure Canada upholds its USMCA commitments and lets our other agricultural trading partners know they must play by the rules. U.S. organic sales in 2020 jumped 12.4%, reaching $61.9 billion, according to a new Organic Trade Association survey. The Packer.com reports the 2020 growth rate was more than twice the 2019 pace of 5%. U.S. organic food sales in 2020 surged 12.8% to reach a new high of $56.4 billion. In 2020, almost 6% of the food sold in the U.S. was certified organic.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the Original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zomatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. U.S. broiler producers are expanding production this year, the upshot of the most recent chicken and eggs report from the USDA. Shel Shagham is a USDA livestock analyst and says the signs are clear that a gradual expansion is underway.
The number of broiler chicks hatched during April was up about 6% from a year ago. There were about 8% more eggs in incubators than a year ago.
He says the increase is in part due to a rebound from lower production levels last year due to the COVID pandemic. But higher wholesale prices for broilers has the industry expanding as well. Shagham told the USDA's news service broiler production should be up about 0.5% this year and an additional 1% in 2022.
A larger expansion up to about 45.3 billion pounds.
He expects higher grain costs, however, will slow the growth much beyond that. U.S. egg production totaled 9.19 billion during April of 2021, up 1% from last year. Production included 7.9 billion table eggs and 1.2 billion hatching eggs. Alabama production rose from 199 million eggs in April of 2020 to 204 million in April 2021. Georgia produced 426 million eggs in April of 2020, above its 421 million in April of 2021.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA trade show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. That show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander. All three of President Joe Biden's nominees to the governing board of the U.S. Postal Service have been approved by the Senate, increasing Democratic influence over the agency as its leaders move to overhaul mail operations. The additions mean that five of the board's 9 members are Democratic appointees. The U.S. government has blocked imports of seafood from the entire fleet of a Chinese company that authorities say forced crew members to work in slave-like conditions. Customs and Border Protection said it will place an immediate hold on any imports linked to the more than 30 vessels operated by Dalian Ocean Fishing. On Wall Street, the Dow was ahead 64 points to close at 34,529. The Nasdaq up 12. To 13,748, and the S&P 500 up 3 to 4,204. With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
With SRN Sports, I'm Greg Clugston. In the NBA playoffs, the Atlanta Hawks whipped the New York Knicks to keep control of their first-round series.
The Hawks own a 3-1 lead following their 113-96 rout of the Knicks. Trae Young lit up the Knicks for 27 points, and John Collins added 22 despite taking a hard foul by Julius Randle. Atlanta led by 4 at halftime before shooting 10 for 19 in the third quarter to go ahead by 17. Young provided 9 points in the period. Randle had 23 points but shot just 7 for 19, leaving him at 27% from the field in the series. R.J. Barrett finished with 21 points and Derrick Rose had 18 for the Knicks, who will try to stave off elimination at home on Wednesday. I'm Dave Ferry.
The Suns got by the Lakers 192. It was Brooklyn over Boston 141-126, and the Clippers took care of the Mavs 106-81. There are two more NBA playoff games coming up tonight. This is SRN Sports. Elio Castroneves made history at the Indianapolis 500 yesterday. He became just the fourth driver to win the big race 4 times. In weekend golf action, there was a comeback finish at Colonial.
Jason Kokrakers outjoled Jordan Spieth down the final holes to claim a 2-shot victory at the Charles Schwab Challenge in Texas. Kokrak finished with a final round 70 and a tournament total of 14 under. The big-hitting 36-year-old took a 1-shot lead down the final hole, but when Spieth found the water at the 18th green, Kokrak could safely close out his second tour win and in the process become just the third multiple winner for the season. Spieth claimed his third runner-up finish despite a closing round 3-over-par 73. I'm Graham Agars.
Major League Baseball, Tampa Bay has won for the 15th time in 16 games. And at the other end of the spectrum, the Orioles have lost 13 in a row. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula, and online always at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I'm looking at the serving size of Laughing Cow cheese, and now I see why the cow is laughing. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your Memorial Day, and remember to thank those who gave their lives in the U.S. Armed Forces. See you tomorrow. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.